Amen. Brother Will Blackwell is with us today. He's going to give us testimony this morning, and then we're going to have a few more treats for you. And then Brother Blackwell will be preaching for us tonight in the service. But right now we're calling on Brother Blackwell to come. If you're glad to have him here, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Blackwell. Glory to God.
Thank you, Brother Rutledge. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I say it's good to be back in Monroe again.
Yes.
4.5 months ago yesterday we were here, still enjoying what we felt and heard 4.5 months ago.
Praise
Thank
God.
The Lord. I just sat there thinking, now I can't tell all of my experience, had too many. But I will say about 17th day of this month, 50 years ago, I give my heart to God. 45 years ago, I started preaching the gospel. Find no place to stop. I failed God a time or two, but God has never failed me.
Hallelujah.
I remember one time, 1950, I had cancer. Wife kept begging me and begging me, wouldn't go to a doctor. She kept begging me to go, and she told me, she said, well, they know, they can tell you what's wrong with you, and you know how to take care of your body. I went to the doctor, and he looked me in the face, and he called me Johnny. He said, Johnny, I'm just going to put the cards on the table, face up. You've got a cancer. And I did have it. It done ate from the inside, outside, plumb through. Came home. Of course, wife and I sat down and had a big cry. She said, what are you going to do? I was farming in a big scale. That's what I was talking about. I'd failed God, but it never failed me.
Right.
I backed up on God and got me some farm equipment. And I said, well, I'm going to write some letters. And now this was Thursday. I wrote some letters. Said, where are you going to go? I said, the first place I get a letter from. So I wrote some letters. Next week, I got a letter with $6 in it. And said, Brother Blackwell, you start a revival tonight, tent revival tonight in Carthage, Mississippi. Well, that was a Saturday evening, and I didn't get a bus till 6. Now I'm going to start a revival hundreds of miles from now that night. She said, well, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going. It'll be there when I get there. Anyway, to cut the story short, went on, preached two or three revivals over there and came back home on the farm, and that was eating me up. I was in pain. I had like hot wires in me. I went down to the Bible Hill and was praying, and God spoke to me and said, you go to church tonight. Testify to your healing. That is quite an adventure to do. Me up burning up right then, just eating me up alive. Well, I went. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So they started testimony service. A little lady pastor. Directly they started singing a song and something like this. I'm longing for a home, for the sun's going down. I long to be where sweet rest can be found. I'm just about through with this old house of clay. I'm leaving this world for glory someday. There I were. That was eating me up. No relief. But God just kept telling me, testify to your healing. Testify to your healing.
Yes.
Directly, Brother Rutledge, I picked up the nerve of grace or something to get up. And I said, I thank God that he's healed my body.
Hallelujah.
From that day to this, from that moment to this, I never felt a pain.
Glory.
And it healed up, left no scars. And I thank God for it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's real to me. If you remember when I was here a little over 4 months ago, I preached. You detectives, what kept me this far was I kept my integrity. That's the thing that's kept me this far.
Yes.
Is I've held on to God and kept my integrity, and I mean to keep it from this on. Thank God for that word, because it's been good to me. Several other things I could tell you. 22nd day of June 1932, on a farm, this is right about the beginning of my ministry. Stepped out on the porch one night, Brother Rutledge. Church was all busted up. Your grandfather, Dad Rooks, came to us a few days for that. I stepped out on the porch, a great long porch, about 32 foot long. I stepped out there right in the north. And I don't know what the directions are here, but north in here. I looked right to due north, and into that porch where there'd never been a star before in the world. And there was a great big star right in the north, right down low. Well, I just turned around. Brother Raymond stepped this step, that foot, and this one, and stepped on a rattlesnake on that porch. What did we do? Of course, I've always picked at my wife, both of them. Of course, one of them's gone now. And I said to y'all, honey, bring a match out here. And I said, don't get a match, just light a lamp, come out here. She said, I'm not a coming. And brother, listen, that was hurt. And she wouldn't come, and I backed up to the porch to sit down in a chair and started praying, because I knew she wasn't coming. Because I happened to bring a match to come to the door, and I thank her for opening the door for me. I didn't blame her. But directly I said, sure enough, I think I'm snake bit. My baby brother was spending the night with us that night. And she grabbed him out and I hear hit the wall. Break it off, you know, every time she strike. He jumped up and came out there. And that dude was still on the porch. But did you know, before I went to bed that night, I had that all fixed for God. The next morning, I walked 3.5 miles on that foot to my mother-in-law's and had dinner. That's the kind of God that I'm serving. Thank the Lord. That's the reason why that I love to sing that little song I just sung. I'm just about through with this old house of clay. I'm leaving this world for glory someday.